The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad to have you with us again this week.
Welcome
Holy
back.
Holy cow, last week a huge cliffhanger.
Yep.
Where we were over at the demon web, and our characters were sitting around the table when someone familiar yet maybe not so familiar walked in the door. Mm-hmm. Let's pick it up. Let's not have any more waiting. People are at the edge of their seats. Forms have been lit up with Smith is back. Hooray! Wait a minute. How's this going to work?
Right.
Let's find out, Rodrigo.
A bear is driving. How can this be?
So Heroes of Shadow recently came out. I'm just kidding. We'll just get right to it. So
Torque spends 2 weeks thinking
he's not
about
kidding about the fact that it just came out.
Somebody's saying Smith is a gloom pact.
Yes. two warlocks at once.
Yep. And Rob's playing both of them. So,
as if I didn't have enough choices.
Smith. Yes. This guy. We get a lot of who's this guy, both from the drow in the room and from the party, except, of course, for Torque, who recognizes him as Smith. So what is Torque's reaction to seeing Smith?
Well, Torque has two possible reactions. One, he might think carefully about the fact that he is in a place where people are known for lies and inveiglement and deception and make no reaction at all.
That's not a Torque.
Then there's what he does.
Carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Torque leaps up, flipping a table, crosses the room in about two bounds, grabs the stranger and screams, "Smith, you're alive!"
Okay. You just kind of like pick him up, kind of squeezing his arms in, and you just kind of lift him.
Yeah, the big ugly bear hug.
Okay.
Where you been, man?
Dead, thanks to you.
Hang on a minute. I'll put you down because you're heavy. You were dead, and then you exploded.
Yes, I did.
And then there was like a thing inside you.
Was there?
And then, yeah. Big glowy demon thing head.
Where are Orym and Randus?
They went on a different sort of thing. They're out on a, what do you call it? You know how you go out and you grab things and you bring them all together?
A quest?
Yeah, that thing.
They're
doing that.
Well, I suppose I can go find them after this. And his, eyes begin to glow and he just...
Uh-oh.
Unleashes a bolt of dark nastiness right at Torque, which blasts him across the room.
Torque sails and crashes into a wall. What are the walls made of here?
Stone. The one that you crash against is mostly stone.
Okay, that's probably bad.
And he begins basically charging up, and as he does, like, a couple of drow step in front of him, and he just skeletonizes them with a blast.
At least that didn't change.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of minions walk up to him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then their turn starts and they blow up. We'll go with Seven Owls Wise.
24.
Okay. Ket.
You want to go with Torque next so you can get him in order.
Okay. Torque.
Hi, I'm back. My name's Matthew. I have 19.
Okay. And Albrecht.
6.
What? Never fail to disappoint.
He just fails.
Yep.
Now, the day that Brian rolls good initiative, the end will probably come.
Okay. Initiative is usually one of the things he consistently does good. Except when he's got, you know, tiny dwarven legs.
No. Randith rolls good initiative. For some reason, Albrecht always rolls bad initiative.
Like I said, tiny dwarven legs.
You know, it's kind of funny how characters will, like, even if the stats don't reflect them, characters will have their own, like, luck personality. You roll really well in some things and really bad in another thing. So, top of the round. As I said before, this is a young man who is a little on the hairy side, has a dagger. Just blasted Torque across the room, just incinerated some drow, and will point his dagger at Torque and say, "Don't worry, this will be over soon." And we'll zap him with a spooky blast again. This time, though, not for cinematic purposes. It's going to be all of 15 versus reflex.
All of 15 versus the flex?
Yep.
Torque dodges.
Okay. He goes, "Damn it!"
Torque rolls out of the way.
Okay. Seven Owls Wise.
Seven Owls Wise opens the gate of battle. And I've got my speed plus two. Let's see if I should be able to get to him.
Yeah.
All the way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. Because I've got a plus two to my speed. Oh. And I think I'm going to put my quick strike key focused monk attack on this, which adds a plus two.
Well, you always
use I always have it. Okay, because that was a question. It was still circled as a daily.
No. See, okay. You look at the top of your power that you're using, and you have your
unarmed strike plus two.
Right.
And we've got a 19 versus reflex.
19 versus reflex. Will not hit.
Oh, shoot.
Anything on a miss?
Excuse me.
No. Nothing on a mix.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Because now I'm sitting here crapping myself.
Torque.
Yes.
Your go.
Torque rolled out of the way of that blast, and he got up slowly. And he wiped some blood off his face, and he looked at it for a second. It was cinematic blood.
Oh, nice.
And Torque looks at the thing, and he says, "There's no way you're James, and I'm going to kill you extra special-like." So how far away am I? Like 27 squares?
Something like that.
You're 11 squares away.
Torque is at a dead run charge, and it's probably going to burn the entire round trying to do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, you can get there. You're a half-orc, and you get extra chargy powers.
Ah, right. I am extra chargy.
Okay.
Hadouken! And at the end of that extra chargey comes the Comet Fall charge.
Okay.
Of Ultimate Rage.
Roar.
And we roll. Ooh, crap cakes. Are we at a 14 to attack on the axe now? Or is it a 13?
I don't remember. I'm sorry, I have my character pulled up right now.
I have my character up. I have plus 14. I'm going to say 26 to hit.
Okay. That'll hit.
All right. Before I roll damage, I'm going to throw in the Furious Assault.
Cool.
I know what I should have done. Oh, well.
So that means 4 weapon plus strength.
Nice.
Plus con. 11, 12, 4, and 5. So that's 32. Plus 7, plus my con mod, which is 2. So is that 41? Yes. 32 plus 7 plus 2, 41.
Sorry, I'm not paying as much attention as I should be.
That's all right.
Yep, 41.
All right, I'm going to cash in my action point.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack again. going to attack again with the comeback strike.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Torque is incredibly enraged at this point in time. There is no talking to him. Rage power.
Okay.
29 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. 3, 8 is 11, plus 7 is 18.
Okay.
And then I'm going to slap him.
Okay.
And what does Torque do when he attacks things?
Torque says roar, and he marks them.
Yay.
Yay, that's great. I don't actually have any minor actions as Torque, do I?
I think you might have one.
You have at least one utility power, and...
You also can summon the dog as a standard action.
And then attack with that as a minor.
I don't think I have any minor. I got a free action, but... Alright.
Done?
I'm trying to think if there's another way that I can smack him.
I don't think you can this
Not
turn.
Not this turn, no.
No, okay. I am done.
Cat.
I don't have my weapons drawn right now, do I?
Oh, no.
Okay. Draw my weapons.
Okay.
Curse.
Okay.
Vestige of Mount Valus.
Okay.
Let's see. How do I want to... just a moment. Oh, yeah, this is the Stormcloud one. So, I'll see if I hit first, and then I'll describe what happens based on that.
Okay.
+23 versus reflex?
It'll hit.
Yay. So, I point my wand at him. A cloud, just kind of seeps out of my, like a dark storm cloud just starts seeping out of my pores and forms above my head. A lightning bolt hits the tip of my wand, and then just a thunder wave slams straight into his chest.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and throw curse damage on this one as well. 20 thunder damage.
Okay.
He can't walk or run, save ends.
Okay.
Ooh, good one.
And, my vestige changes. I am now in the vestige of Mount Valus, and the storm cloud just kind of stays. I'll go ahead and spend my action point.
Okay.
And now we don't want to do that one. We'll just go ahead and do Eyes of the Vestige. 19 versus Will.
Nope.
Didn't think so. Oh.
Anything else?
That's all my actions.
Okay. Albrecht.
It's the first time I've used that vestige.
So as I eyeball this being, is there anything off about him? Can I tell anything? Like, does he appear to be, for all intents and purposes, a person?
As far as you can tell, yeah. I mean, except that he's weirdly...
Blasting things.
Blasting things, and a little, like, his ears are pointy in a weird way that you don't recognize.
Let's see. He's all magic-y, so arcana. He's probably something natural, so nature. And he, from Torque's reaction, he might be something that has been brought back to the dead, so religion.
What's searching for? That doesn't really narrow it down much, Rob.
It narrows it down to roll all three.
All right. I'll try to nature it up, I guess, and see what that gets me. Nice. That'll be 27.
He's not nature, is he?
No.
Of course.
But Torgis, he appears to be mad. You can tell this from his pheromones.
Not very natural.
Yep. Nope, he is certainly not natural. Definitely his powers aren't, although his body might be. There's nothing that, you know, it doesn't really help you.
Alright, let's see what I can glean from the power he's been throwing around.
Okay.
Arcana?
Sure.
Not as good. 17?
17, Arcana. Nope.
Can I also just go ahead and search my religious databanks for that's better? Where you at? There you are. 21.
21. Well, he appears to be moving around, but he's not breathing. So he might be undead.
Might be.
Which puts you in a good position.
It would. Because that's largely why I was trying to determine. Well, we'll see what happens. Move up over here-ish. Basically unsheathe my Mordenkrad and start brandishing my holy symbol and try to turn undead at him.
Turn undead!
That'll be 21 versus Will.
21 versus Will. That'll hit.
Awesome.
Wow.
Alright, yep. That'll be... Nice. 18... radiant damage.
Okay.
And I can push him. Honestly? Really? Okay, just put him against the wall.
Yeah. Because that means you can then, get in next to him. And we can really pin him down.
Alrighty. Alright, so 18 radiant and he's immobilized.
Okay.
Is a standard action.
Save ends or?
Immobilized until the end of my next turn.
Okay. And he also can't walk or run?
Yep.
Okay.
So what that is? Did affect it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. This thing ain't natural. So it's undead.
Anything else?
That'll be all. Now.
Okay, top of the round. The Batsmith.
Batsmith.
Yep.
Badass Smith.
Yep.
The evil Smith.
Is going to go... and basically scream at... just the two of you, I believe. Oh. Yep.
Yay!
Blast 3 or Burst 3?
Burst 2.
Burst 2. Told you it was a good idea to push him.
Yep, there you go. Okay.
He's a Smith. He kind of blows up.
25 versus Fortitude. Ket.
This isn't Ket. Smith. This is Blacksmith.
Oh, who's this? Oh, sorry. This is 7 L's wise.
Versus what? Fortitude hit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Torque?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what?
25 versus Fortitude.
Yes. I didn't hear the number.
Versus Fortitude.
You'll take 9 force damage, and you're pushed 2 squares.
That
was probably a bad plan.
On his part, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then he will use...
Well, he did a good job of breaking up the defensive line.
Yeah, but he also freed up some people to become a little more mobile.
Actually, he won't push it there. He'll go instead. Doop, doop. Doop, doop. There we go.
Hey, team high five.
Yep. And then he will use...
Wrong character!
Winter's Wrath. And drop some eyes on y'all's heads.
Ew.
Also... He's a sorcerer. He does burstiness.
I understand it's hard not to be, but you need to stop being proud of the thing that's trying to kill this rock.
Okay. There's going to be a 24 versus Fortitude against Torque, 7 L's, and Albrecht.
Yes, hit.
Albrecht?
What?
24.
24, yes.
And Torque?
I thought you said 22.
24.
Oh, you changed it.
Yeah,
24 versus 4 to 2.
We can check the tape.
It hits.
Okay.
Either way it hits, I was just,
okay. All right.
Being a jerk. I forgot that matching hits.
It's going to be 11 cold damage. And the blizzard remains until the end of this guy's next turn. Any creature that starts its turn there takes 4 cold damage, and I need markers.
Yeah, the cold damage will actually be coded as blue damage.
Okay.
Hot damage is red.
Makes sense.
Stench damage is green. Sleaze damage is blue.
I've got a question, Rodrigo. Since he's marked, mm-hmm. whenever he does a burst attack, it doesn't against a group, it doesn't
right. affect. The way that marks are phrased is, whenever he makes an attack that does not include the person who marked them, okay. he takes a penalty.
Okay.
So since Torque is in there.
Okay.
It's all golden.
Yep. It's included.
And then he will spend an action point.
Holy crap. How come Smith was never this way when he was alive?
Yes, he was.
He yeah. could drop yeah, multiple he, attacks?
Yeah.
Just by spending an action point. Okay.
Yeah, this is exactly what Smith was like. We just never realized because it was pointed the other direction.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, that thing where occasionally Rob and Brian would have a spate of threes. What'd you roll? 3.
Me too.
That's my Brian voice.
Me too. Also me.
And then with
Rodrigo, roll initiative.
Yes, with his action point, he will. So basically, he's dropped this basically icy comet right in the center there, and the shards explode and kind of there's now a little cold
swirlies
all over the place, and then he's going to take his dagger and just like focus and just like clench the hilt, and the swirlies are going to become even sharper and begin whizzing around a lot harder. And this will be a Razor Storm, which is a burst 2, and when you start your turn in it, you are subject to an attack. So, basically, that same area. And we'll go with 7 Else Wise. Take 4 cold damage, please.
Okay.
And he's going to make an attack against you. It's going to be 21 versus AC.
Oh, did he say versus the no running, walking?
He did not. And solo bonus? Yes, he saves.
Well, this is definitely not
a smith. Of course it is.
Well, of course not. He's a smith that has to be able to take on 4 people.
Hey,
I told you he had been training. It's been like, you know, some years.
Does an attack on 7 provoke an attack of opportunity due to my mark?
No, because you're not next to him.
Also,
however,
it should lower his. Doesn't matter. It doesn't hit me anyway.
Oh yeah, that's true. I actually did forget to penalize him since you're marked.
Since yeah, Torque will go before.
No, I'll go before Torque.
Since Torque will go before Albrecht. He'll be able to get next to Smith, and when Albrecht's turn rolls around, since it says you're subject to an attack, mm-hmm. if Smith makes the attack, he'll be subject to the mark.
Mm-hmm. I hereby vote that we call him Blacksmith with a Q, like the Rob Liefeld character. Okay. Because it would be cool.
Because poor literacy is cool.
So we spell Venom with 2 M's and 4 M's and a silent Q.
All right. My turn, huh?
Yep.
All right. First of
my
all...
My next character will be called Deathstrike Blood Force.
As a minor action, my Ghost Phase Cloth Armor kicks in, okay. where I become insubstantial until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
And then, Dancing Cobra. I'm going to move around to the backside of him.
Okay.
Which should allow us to somebody...
And Dancing Cobra, what is the move thing?
The move? You dodge and weave like a cobra, confounding your enemy and turning its attack back against it. My move speed plus 2.
Okay.
Okay? And then I unleash my Dancing Cobra attack, which is, where's my dice? There it is. Okay.
How does one attack while insubstantial?
9 plus 12 is 21 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
All right. Oops, I'm sorry. 1d10. Uh, 15 damage. And you didn't have an attack of opportunity against me, did you?
No.
With that?
No, because, I mean, I'm assuming you didn't want to provoke one.
No.
Okay.
What would have happened if you provoked an opportunity?
It says, if the target has made an opportunity attack against you during this turn, the target takes an extra damage equal to your wisdom modifier.
Not worth it.
Nope.
However,
move standard minor.
You hit something.
Uh-huh.
Which means...
Nope.
Nope, it'll be green.
Right here?
That one.
Okay. Center's flurry of blunk, blunk, blunk. Oh, okay. I was trying to find that earlier, because this is one that kicks off multiple attacks.
Yes.
The trigger on this, you hit with an attack during your turn. The target takes damage equal to 2 plus your wisdom modifier, so that's an additional 5. And okay. I slide it 1 square to a square adjacent to you, or 1 square in any direction if the target wasn't targeted by the triggering attack. Do we want to slide him anywhere? I'm already behind him. I don't think we need to slide, but an additional 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Will be okay by me.
Sounds good.
And that happens every time.
Every time you hit.
As long as you hit.
Okay. Oh, 70W. Your license to chill is so cool.
You done?
That is it.
Okay.
Was that a Vanilla Ice reference?
I guess technically it was.
I don't make those references.
You were there. Don't lie.
Ooh. Smith is rolling like crap.
Yay!
So it really is Smith.
I'm guessing a 17 isn't going to hit your... Wait. A 21 going to hit your fortitude?
Who?
Yours, Matthew.
Me personally? Yeah. Negative.
Okay.
What a hit.
So
he just shrugs off the cold.
He shorts up the stabbiness of it, but he still takes the 4 cold.
4 cold.
I'm at 38 hit points if anybody cares.
And
not really. Bloodied at 31.
Now it's your turn.
So he tried to stabby at me?
No, he turned he basically dropped the comet on you and then turned the shards of ice from that comet into whirling blades of death around you.
Which I raised my mighty arms and smacked away.
Yes.
My eyes blood red with all sorts of words that mean anger. How far away am I?
1 square. 1 square, though. No matter what you do, you're going to want to move at least 2 squares to go attack him so you can flank. I'm speaking like Ryan.
Are we French now? I believe that perhaps a dark should flank the bad guy. The villain, if you will.
Yes, flank him hard.
All right.
This is all your fault.
I've been to the internet. Yes, let's get into a flanking position.
Okay.
With that there axe there that I have.
Do you have anything else that you can charge with?
I don't think so.
I don't have any. It would be a regular basic thingamajig.
And we probably just want to lay as much damage on him as possible right now, so...
Yep.
Boop. Boop.
Well, I think at this point it's probably going to be one weapon plus strength pretty much anything I do, so...
Really?
I think so, possibly.
You should have a couple encounter powers that might be a bit more.
Yeah, you got to have your come and get it. That's at least 2 weapon damage, isn't it?
No, 1 weapon plus strength.
What about the move your friends away power?
The covering attack?
Yeah.
2 weapon plus strength.
We can use that one.
Hey!
What about
Taylor
Daly?
I like that!
What?
He's also got his other daily.
That is daily.
Comet Fall Charge is 1 daily.
Yep.
Which
right.
means
and
he
comeback
has...
Strike
comeback Strike is the other. So he actually used both of his dailies on the first turn.
Because I'm awesome like that.
I apparently didn't wake up until about Albrecht's turn.
Nice.
Third Wind is a daily, but it doesn't really, attack.
No, it doesn't do anything here.
So I'm going to attack.
Okay.
Crunch.
Covering attack there. Now, is anybody in a position that they need to be covered?
No.
No.
Do I get a bonus to flank?
Yeah. You get +2 to your attack.
All right, baby. Come on. Happy, happy, happy dice rolling. Well, it's a critical something.
Nice.
Aww.
That's a one.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude. I am so blinded with rage that I think something is pretending to be Smith that I actually wedge my axe into a wall.
Makes sense. Something.
It was either that or you were disconcerted with the fact that you were attacking the image of your friend.
Nah, I like mine better.
I figured.
Roar!
Anything else?
Swing bada. Is it going to hurt me to stay where I am?
It is. But
is it going to hurt me any less than moving anywhere that I can move?
No, not without provoking an opportunity attack from him.
Let's mark him.
Okay.
And I can do that. Wait, do I have to hit him or do I just have to attack
him? No, you just have to attack him.
All right, I made an attack, so he is marked. Mm-hmm. And I will stay in flanking position.
Okay. Ket.
Okay. You're going to be taking a little bit of damage at the start of your turn, right?
Yes, he will.
Presumably.
Okay. No. There's no presumably. You take an automatic 4, and then Rodrigo has a chance of smacking you.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about the whole action point thing. Torque could have shifted earlier, but it wouldn't have done anything. I don't think I have anything that can actually move you, per se. Just give me a sec. Double check this.
While you're thinking, I'll point out that per se is from the Latin, so the se part is spelled S-E and not S-A-Y. Hmm. The more you know.
Do, 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 do.
Anyway. Also, don't smother your kids.
So, I have an attack that'll heal all my allies adjacent to a target for a small amount. So I figure, you know, if you take that small amount of damage, go up and broin him, and then I shoost him, and everybody there heals.
So you want to hold your turn or action?
Yes.
Okay, I suppose. If you really, really, really want to.
Action hold.
Action hold. Turn hold.
So that pushes him down in the list.
That'll put me behind.
That doesn't give that you don't give up your turn. You're just saying I'm holding my turn until the next.
Yeah, I'm just
okay.
So, Albrecht,
move your dwarven little ass up there.
All right. So, well, first
I'm working on it. Oh wait, yeah. First off, take 4 damage, and we'll see if we can hit you.
Smith's attacking.
The zone is attacking.
Yep.
But I'll still hit him with the mark thing. Yeah, doesn't hit anyway.
Yay. Okay.
So does...
Who wants a measly 3 hit points?
I could use some hit points.
All right, so I'm going to be activating my Divine Strength to try to really smack this guy. And so that means you get 3 real hit points.
Okay.
Make sure there's nothing else that's supposed to key off of me using a Divine Channel Divinity.
The thingama.
You already used the channel divinity thing.
Yes, but he has the feat. What lets him use 2 channel?
No, he doesn't. He has a feat that gives him an additional choice for channel divinity.
Nothing else that triggered off of me using that channel divinity power. So nope, just that. So I'll move up. Anything there? And I'll try to. We'll go, and inflict light wounds.
Okay.
I get the name of that.
Like, well, the way you roll.
Yeah, shut up.
Steven started it.
21 versus AC.
We'll miss.
Yeah. Half damage, and the target is still weakened until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So, we'll see. Damage is 2d6.
In Soviet Russia, Brian's dice roll you badly.
Brutal.
That was snake eyes.
Shut up, Rob.
What? You have a Mordenkrat? It's brutal.
So 9 with the halved.
Okay.
And, well, plus...
Do you have to hit with that?
Apply 2 extra damage on the next attack this turn.
You can't use that. You already used the channel divinity power. Turn undead is a channel divinity power.
Oh! Okay. Now I see what you're getting. Okay, never mind. I don't remember. So then, just that. 9 and weakened until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
I will try to spend an action point.
Okay.
Weak. You can shift if you want to.
Leave my friends behind.
Just, yeah.
And then I will try to smack with Hammer of the Gods.
Drive our ships to new lands.
God dang it!
It's the same thing he rolled last
21
time.
21 versus AC.
Oh, still no.
That's awesome. And nothing.
Okay.
What's that?
No, nothing on a miss. It's not reliable.
No.
Okay.
That is only a...
Encounter. Okay. Done.
Yeah.
Cat.
Awesome. Mark of the Raven Queen.
I always want to sing that.
This is mostly... That actually is black.
Bam.
Creepy raven thing flies off my neck and attacks blacksmith.
Caw, caw, caw!
How dare you?
We're like, caw.
I invented the angsty thing. Protagonist.
We are in the right place for it.
Oh, snap. Ket's not really angsty. Served. Oh, please.
Ket's a lot less angsty than Smith.
Robert, I want you to know I say this with deep affection, but you could play Fozzie Bear and he would be angsty, okay?
I think you pretty well just described Rob.
Let's move this on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was really funny.
Hero's Arrow.
Waka.
Waka.
Oh, Waka.
Hey, that's going to hit. That's a 30 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Awesome. Let's see. Mark of the Raven Queen. Raven Queen's Shroud. Target against Mark of the Raven Queen until the end of the counter. On your turn, you can reroll the result of one damage die against that target. I'm going to reroll the one I rolled.
Okay.
Can't get any worse.
Exactly. It got better!
By one.
Hey, that's better.
Why do you taunt the fates?
Because the fates are going to backfire on him anyways. And how much extra? Plus 7, 14, 15, 16. That'll be 16 damage.
Okay, just straight up damage.
Straight up damage. Okay. And... each ally adjacent to the target regains hit points equal to my intelligence modifier, which is 3.
Okay.
Yay.
Wait, is that me?
Yep.
Are you adjacent to Smith still?
Yep.
I don't know.
That's you as well.
So 3 more?
Yes. Everybody gains 3 hit points except for Cat.
Temporary or permanent?
3 hit points. I don't think I do temporary hit points. I don't really do a lot of healing anyways, but...
Okay.
Curse damage.
Okay.
But he has been known to drain the life force out of things and suck it into his friends.
Oh, yeah. If you can get within 5 squares of me.
Max damage on curse.
Nice. So 6 more then?
I do believe so, yes. Because I don't think there's anything else that's added into the curse. Yet. So that's a minor or a standard. And I guess I could move around. Let's go ahead and,
Get within 5 of me when I use my healing word. I give out 3 temporary hit points.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boom.
Yeah.
Do you have line of effect to him?
Not with the corner there, probably.
Oh no, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Right. Yeah, just in this nearest corner here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see him. Yep. Okay. What else?
Move minor standard. Not in that order. We're good to go.
Okay, and I believe Smith is no longer immobilized.
He was never immobilized. He just couldn't walk or run.
No, he was from getting turned.
Oh, yeah.
But he is weakened.
Which is even better.
Control it up, leader.
Gotta do something.
Yep. So he is going to force wave everybody away.
Ew.
That's gonna be a 18 versus fortitude.
Miss.
Yeah,
I think that'll miss everybody.
Just making sure.
Spang.
Okay.
Kill anything?
Yeah. Girl, you tanks and dodgy guy. So he will just try to stab Torque. I think. Was there something better for him to do? Nope. Oh.
Try to stab Torque so he can duck.
Torque needs a headbutt.
Why? I'm already in a group of buttheads.
Actually, what he will do is...
Close burst.
No. Well, that's what he just did.
Yeah, I know.
Torque needs a reactionary headbutt.
Like an immediate interrupt.
Yeah. Instead, Smith will turn invisible and attempt to move away. So Torque is still going to get an attack on him.
What about the other two?
Is it just a standard attack?
Oh, actually, I guess all of you get attack on him. Yep.
Ka-chop! Boom! Nat 20.
Yep.
I knew I needed to trade out that stupid die.
Not an attack.
Oh my god! Brian rolled 3 8s in a row on his 20.
Okay.
melee basic attack, right?
That's
is that what I got to do? 18 versus AC?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, and subtract 5 because he
can't see him. Oh, he's invisible. Okay.
All right. Well, go ahead and roll your damage, Matthew.
Okay. So base damage of 19.
Okay.
Plus 12, 6, and 2 is 20. So that's another 39.
Okay.
Well, that's 39 total, rather.
Right. Okay.
Okay. We can't see him. Is there any indication of bloodied?
Not right now. The iciness or the cold damage has gone away. Now there are just flying daggers of ice flying around. And he just pulls them closer to you guys, basically fills that hallway with them.
We're fighting a human ice machine.
Yep.
Kind of close to what Smith was to start with.
Yeah.
He had a little more thunder and lightning in there.
He was a flaming wolf boy who could vomit fire.
And that'll be the end of his turn. So, 7 hours wise, you're going to get attacked by the zone. That's going to be a...
Play a fire genasi that is a swarm druid. Fire guy that bombs
26 versus AC.
Oh, good that thing I'm in my ghost phase cloth armor because I got a 28 for my AC right now.
Okay,
so I miss.
How long does that
make for fun?
Till the end of my turn.
Nice.
So
okay,
minus that whole.
All right, so
up at all.
He's invisible.
Yep.
So that means what? That I take a negative 5.
Yep.
But I add a plus 2 because he's flanked.
Yep.
So a negative 3 then.
Right.
Okay.
Look at you knowing things about this game.
Well, I'm trying. That's the whole point, right?
Yep.
Okay. I think because he's invisible, I don't want to spend it on an encounter power at this point. He's invisible permanently or until the end of a turn? How does the invisibility work?
Sounds like a great question.
Okay. What do I need to roll for that?
You can roll me a religion check.
35 or better.
Check history.
That would be a 21.
Nah.
All right. Then, with all these daggers flying around me, I also start to move like a whirlwind, spinning, and I unleash an array of kicks and punches all around me, hoping to hit an invisible person, hopefully still in front of me. And I roll a 24 versus reflex.
Okay. Do you subtract the 3?
Minus 3 is 21 versus reflex.
Should still hit.
That'll hit.
Was that
all right. Oh, that's a close burst 1, yeah.
Ah, so he wouldn't have to...
Oh, there you go.
So I don't have to...
You don't have to subtract it from a burst.
Excellent.
Still get to plus two.
Nice. Did anybody else just imagine that Chun-Li attack where she flies in the helicopter feet?
That would be 7 plus 8 is 15, which kicks off my centered flurry of blows where we add an additional 5. So that's a 20. And because I'm mad enough, now I'm going to use my quick strike key focus plus 2 daily power, which is a free action.
Did you already use your ghost phase armor, which is maybe a daily power
itself? Oh, that's right. It is a daily power. Sorry. All right. We'll just leave it at that then.
Okay.
20.
So weapon daily powers, you can only use one weapon daily.
Item daily powers, you can only use one daily per encounter.
Yes. Cool.
Really per day, technically, but whenever you go through two encounters, you get an additional use, not of one you've already used, but an additional use, period.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. It's probably still the most confusing thing about the game.
Yeah. Because I thought I could roll an additional attack.
Yeah
that really is complicated.
And suddenly I feel more substantial than I did before.
Torque.
Hi there.
Gotta make an attack on your face.
I'm sorry, what?
This is gonna be a 19 versus fortitude.
19 versus fortitude would be a negative. Okay. I duck. Or, since I haven't done it today, a duck.
Wait,
now.
What about a 21... Nope, still probably not. 21 versus AC. I keep reading the wrong power.
Yeah, I still duck.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You want to try 21 versus reflex? Come on.
No, that wouldn't be how this power works.
How about a 21 versus will?
Cracks me up. Okay, so it's my turn.
Yep.
The shards of ice have bounced off of my horns and my armor. Mm-hmm. So, am I at a negative 5 to hit?
Yes.
Negative 3, because he's got a plus 2 with...
You would be at a negative 3 total.
Because I'm still flanking, so I'm at a negative 3
of
to hit.
Of course, he could also use his encounter power, which is a burst,
right,
and completely ignore the negative 5.
Correct.
Hey, I just had an idea.
I don't know where he's at.
My encounter power, which is a burst.
Good job.
I thought so, too. And I will use it right now. Dot, dot, dot.
Look at you imitating Rob when he's knowing things about the game.
First of all,
move on. Look, you can chew me out later. Let's roll an attack right now.
I need to know who knows. 23 versus Framistat.
Which Framistat?
AC, probably.
AC.
That'll hit.
Awesome possum.
So his AC is either a 22 or a 23.
I want to bet a 23. 13 points.
Your rating that I kept rolling 21.
How much, man?
13 points of damage.
Okay.
Wait, since it's a burst attack and I can see him with two eyes, 26 points of damage.
Right. Well, that bloodies him.
Oh, bloodied.
Actually, I don't think Matthew could have hit him with that.
He couldn't.
Read the targets on the...
each enemy in burst you can see.
Right. Dang. So how much damage was that?
Hang on. That was 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Obviously, Rob, I can't use that power. Look at me knowing things about D&D. So I am going to use a different power at a negative 3.
Okay.
Son of a crap.
And the power that I will utilize... is Reaping Strike in the face.
Okay.
Aha! Much better to hit this time. 34 to hit.
Nice. That's
what, and doesn't matter. It still hits because the 22 hit.
Yep. Okay.
I'm actually re-rolling the entire turn.
Sure, yeah.
As though it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So 16 points of damage this time. Wait, I don't have a negative to my damage, do I? I just can't hit him. Okay. So, yeah, even if I take the negative 3 out, which I forgot to do, we still hit. So, 16 points of damage.
Okay.
And I got a thing and a thing and a thing and a thing, and I'm going to do Unstoppable.
Okay.
And that will give me 2d6 plus con. Do I roll 2d6?
Yep.
3 plus 4 plus con, and my con modifier is still 2. So I get 9 temporary hit points.
9.
Cool.
9.
Anything else?
I'm not going to taunt him, because I'm still angry with whatever this is.
Well, he seems to just be lashing out like an angry, angry man right now.
Yeah, that's not right.
So this does bloody him. Which then makes that Albrecht's turn.
Albrecht's turn. Since I used the only burst power I've already had on my first turn.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody need healing?
I'm fine.
Well, crud. Minor action.
I mean, I can take points if you want to give them to me, but I mean, it's not like I'm bloodied or anything.
We'll hold off for now. I'll drop a bless, where it should pretty much affect everybody. So everybody has a plus one power bonus to attack rolls until the end of the encounter. That should be something, right?
Right? So to the end of the entire encounter?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's a daily. And then I guess I'll just try swinging from the rafters with a recovery strike upon the invisible blacksmith. That's something.
It's coming back around.
24 minus 5 would be 19 to hit AC.
Nope.
Yep.
That's rough, man.
Next.
Okay. That'll be Cat.
Oh, wait, was I supposed to take damage?
Oh, yeah, you are. Well, you're supposed to be attacked. Jeebus.
Yay.
Maybe 21 versus fortitude.
Right on.
Okay, well, it's about time somebody got hit with this.
And this is the swirling shard.
No, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong power again. This is going to be a...
Less than 21?
22 versus AC.
Yay!
No! Wait a minute. This is different defense.
I'm just going to black this out, because I keep looking at it.
So should there still be 4 cold, or was that just with the initial?
Nope, that was just the first time around.
Oh. So you're down 1? Or no, you're down a little more than that, aren't you?
So now it's Ket's turn.
I'm down 12.
Ket's turn. What does Ket want to do?
Blast. And I believe this guy will no longer be weakened, right?
Yeah, that'd be correct. That's the end of my turn.
Okay.
Can blast him. He's just not sure which way he wants to blast him.
Blast him into oblivion.
I'm planning on that. Move over there. Eyes of the Vestige.
Okay.
Probably not. Thirteen versus Will.
No.
It was worth a try, I guess.
Okay.
I can't see
anything else. At.
That's it.
Okay. Kinda hard to eyeball someone when you're not sure where their eyes are at.
Top of the round. He's going to try to recharge. Will not recharge. And we'll try to push everyone away. Ugh. 20 versus fortitude?
No, it hits me.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
Negative
20, what?
20 versus fortitude.
No.
Doo-da, 20 versus fortitude. Only hits Steven.
But.
Uh-huh.
As an immediate interrupt, grasp the wind. Before your enemy can force you back, you whirl around using the power of its attack to propel you where you want to go.
Okay. So what does that do?
All of a sudden, I feel myself being pushed back, and I do that cool wushu move where I kind of float back in to where I want to go. And I think, can I come back into the same spot?
1 second. First off, take 6 damage. Gently.
Why?
Because he just hit you with an attack. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, what is the actual...
It says
text of your power.
Before your enemy can force you back, you whirl around using your power of its attack to propel you where you want to go.
He'll get there.
Which pulled, pushed, or slid. That's the trigger. If I pulled, pushed, or slid, instead of being affected by the force movement, you shift the number of squares it would have moved you.
Okay, so you can shift two squares.
Okay. If I want to or I have to.
No, you don't have to.
Okay, then I'm going to stay right there.
Wow, awesome.
It's like I turn into a giant kite.
Be careful when you grasp the wind not to break it.
That is often what his master told him.
Okay. Is he visible again?
Not yet. Until the end of his next turn, he will be visible again. He's going to, well, from that invisible or from that kind of shimmering silhouette, you see it kind of crouch down a little bit, and he lets out an ear-piercing howl.
Oh,
get
no.
some regen action. And then basically you just see it pounce on Torque. And he's gonna take two slashes at him and say, "You made new friends very quickly." Attack the first. It's going to be a...
It's kind of what Torque does.
Yeah. 29 versus AC.
That hits.
For 7 damage.
Okay.
And attack the second. It's going to be a 26 versus AC.
And that hits.
For 8 damage.
Okay.
And that'll be his turn, and he's visible again. Seven owls wise.
Do I have to take an...
Oh, yeah, you do have to.
Fend off attack. The fending...
Never mind. Okay. Continue.
All right, and once again, since I've been blown around, I'll continue with my 5 storms attack. 12. 24 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Nice.
That will be 11 damage, which also kicks in my Centered Fury of Blows, which adds an additional 5, so 16 damage.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I cannot use that, I'm sorry.
You can't?
No, it says here you can use this power only once per round. Okay, never mind, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Okay,
so what 16.
Else? It can be done.
And I say to it, I've heard great stories about you, and you've come down to this.
Okay. He'll turn around and say, "Who are you again?" Torque.
He turns around?
Yeah.
Alright. Da-dee-da-dee-doo-dee, looking at a thing. Da-dee-da-dee-doo-dee, can't do that either. La-dee-da-dee-doo-dee, looking at a thing. La-dee-da-dee-doo-dee, this is my looking at a thing song.
Oh, and by the way, when he does become visible again, you can see that he is more bestial now. His ears are pointier, and he has, you know, pointy down fangs and pointy up fangs.
What does everything that I know tell me I'm fighting?
Fuzzy, facey, fuzzy.
Your friend Smith, who for some reason wants to kill you.
Okay.
Also, your dwarven new friend also says, "Hey, it's undead."
Yeah. First off, so, though, this is does a 32 hit your AC.
Yep.
It's about time. You're going to take...
Wow.
10 force damage.
Okay.
And you are knocked prone.
Ka-thump.
Using my boots of Framastattery,
mm-hmm.
when I am knocked prone, I can fall anywhere that I want to be.
Yep.
So, where is a good place for me to fall?
Pretty much where you're at.
Yeah.
You could fall one square back, so you could back up and charge to get that extra plus one to your attack.
Yeah, won't he then be charging, like, next turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have to stand up.
He still has to stand up. The boots don't allow him to stand up.
Right. The boots... Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, he'll...
So I'll have to use my move action to stand up, right?
Yeah. No, I was
wrong. And then I...
I won't be close enough to attack.
Right.
So where you are is a good place to land.
I can fall into any unoccupied adjacent space.
Yep.
Can I fall to a place where I can still attack?
Yeah.
You could fall to three different places.
If you fall right then and there,
you can still attack.
If you fall right there, you can still attack.
So I fall. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use my boots to fall where, if I get up, I can still hack at it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to get up, and I'm going to still hack at it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Can you hear me?
What do you do?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop playing with the toys.
Yes.
Sorry, my mouse died again, and I thought my USB croaked. I am now upright!
Okay.
I'm a hack at him. But before I hack at him, I'm going to reply to a snotty remark. And it's going to go like this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you are, you were never my friend. And then I'm going to hack at him.
Okay.
That's just cold.
Go for it.
Ah, but you got to understand what Torque meant. Well, crap.
I never liked you anyway.
No. He's saying this thing ain't really Smith. This is a thing. 26 against AC.
That'll hit.
In the face! Wah-ha! Now I'm going to roll this thing. Ooh, max damage. Only 19.
19?
Yeah. That was a reapy strike. I didn't call it, but since it's the same thing as just hitting you.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually miss, so.
Hittering strike.
I want to make sure and mark him, and I want to grab him by the collar.
Okay. Well,
that's
you.
Minor action.
You, come down with your axe, aiming for his head. He turns it to the side. You just give him a nice, solid chop right in the clavicle into his ribs. You grab him by the collar and bring him close, and he just cuffs up some blood in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, good job, Torque. You've killed me again. And then he just flops right there.
It's open for decapitation!
I'm gonna drop him.
Okay.
I had an interesting one for... If he was going to die on my turn, because I was going to walk up and use Commander Strike. And he's like, Torque, kill him. And then strangle him. Put that like damage.
Examine the body. Yes, exactly.
It appears to be a...
Dead Smith.
A thoroughly, thoroughly dead human.
Is it really
cool
Smith?
Yeah, is there any kind of enchantment or something?
Mm-mm.
All right, I'm going to roll my...
Is there anything on the body?
Torque has the body right now.
Okay.
I am going to roll my... So, history is not personal history,
no,
as we have learned.
No.
So I cannot roll a Steven history.
Right. Because not even Steven can roll a Steven history.
I'm trained in Steven history.
Yeah, everybody is.
Yep.
I'm going to roll Matthew Marshall.
I am going to, look
right
at
now.
This.
Okay. You can't get up close.
I am going to roll my perception.
Okay.
And I am going to look and see, because I'm going to look for the specific injury that I know that Smith had when his body was blowed up and he was lying there going, make me a statue.
Okay.
My name is James T. Kirk.
Okay.
And I roll a 20. Not natural, but a total of 20.
Okay. Well, you basically turn around and prop him, like basically sit him down against the wall and crouch down. And basically open up his shirt under his, you know, unbutton his coat, open up his shirt. And he does have this spiraling scar, like a burnt mark that's been healed, where you might imagine an elder monstrosity might have crawled his way out. Incidentally, like, everyone else is like, crouching around you trying to look at the body. Apparently, Ket keeps tapping you annoyingly on the shoulder. Tap, tap, tap. 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 And then...
I'm going carefully.
Well, as you decide what you're going to do about this, your eyes open and realize that a very concerned drow is tapping you on the shoulder and you're, you know, lying down with a bunch of your friends there in your room. Tap, tap, tap. Sir? Sir, it's time for breakfast.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You son of a...
Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody. As you know, it's time...
But what's Family Guy?
It's time to take a break this week. I will say that has been the most awesome
episode
that we have had. Congratulations, yes. Rodrigo, on doing that. That was an awesome, awesome twist.
I'm going to need to go lie down for a bit.
Here's a question from Harry. He says, "Hey, guys, I love the show, and I've been listening since the start. It made me want to try DMing, and so I've recently started 4th edition game with some friends. A lot of my story and style have been inspired by Critical Hit. In fact, I even named the evil Eladrin wizard antagonist of my campaign Aurum." Bad, bad form.
So did we.
My question, though, is how can I avoid making my players do too much travel? I find that at the moment my characters have lots of walking to do, and I'm not sure I should be trying to come up with stuff to do whilst they're moving about, or I should come up with a faster way of getting around. For example, giving an NPC the teleportation ritual, since I think giving it to a level 1 wizard in my party would be a bit silly, or my crazy halfling NPC could feasibly have built airships. I don't particularly like saying that you go from point A to point B and nothing much happens during the 2 days' travel, even though the world is in peril and these are the heroes who should be saving it. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Harry from England."
Well, you can do the whole, you know, you went... from this city to this city. But
two days is not all that long anyway. Like, you know, in the olden days, you could travel for two uneventful days.
Yeah, that's like from here to Russell. Yeah.
Right.
Unless the world...
That's pretty uneventful.
Like, depending on the peril in your world, if the world's being, like, overrun by tons of monsters hoarding the countryside, then yeah, 2 days of walking, you're probably going to run into a few groups of monsters. But if you're trying to get to, like, to the war front, or trying to prevent Aurum from destroying the capital city, 2 days of walking travel is just, you know, 2 days of walking travel. You could break it down into a skill challenge if you wanted.
There's actually a bunch of things that you can do. First off, what you can do is not set the conflict too far away. I mean, sometimes, you know, you look and you're like, oh, well, these cities are really far away. I should have thought about this better, but... You know, you can set an entire campaign inside a single city, which means there will be basically no travel time unless it's Shalai, in which case there is.
Nothing but travel time.
Exactly. There's a lot of it. You can also... the problem with giving NPCs magical teleporters and airships is that then magical teleporters and airships are around. Mm-hmm. And clever players will turn that to their advantage and totally circumvent your plot. Yeah. Which... it's okay if you are prepared to roll with that. If not, you can, in fact, have entire swaths of your plot fall by the wayside because your PCs can, you know, at the very least, coerce somebody to teleport them somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the main question that I would want to know is how often and how long do your gaming rounds last? Because if you are gaming 2 or 3 times a week, having an entire session dedicated to, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we're walking, probably not a bad idea, especially if you want to give your characters some idea of the scale of their world. Mm-hmm. Rodrigo has had, we've had travel episodes, and you know, some of them worked really well, and some of them were really frustrating for the characters and for the players, by design. And I think it's a question, you know, if you guys are meeting once every 2 weeks, or if you have, you know, hour-long sessions, I don't think that devoting a lot of time to the transit is necessarily wise, but
well,
there's something to be said for taking that time if, you know, if it's intrinsic to the story and if it makes sense to take that time to travel. Otherwise, you want to... I would probably warn against first level characters with access to a teleporter
even if it's NPC access, solely because that kind of turns it into, you know, Call of Duty, where if something bad happens, you just spawn again right there on the battlefield, and there's no real, you know, there's no conflict. There's no, well, we have to travel for 3 days. But if you just say, well, you travel for 3 days, the first night nothing happens, the second night somebody hears an owl, the third night Orym, you know, breaks wind, whatever happens, you can still have that sense of traveling without having to take a lot of time in the game. Mm.
All right. Thank you so much for that question. Hopefully that helps you out in your campaign. If you like this show a lot, you can go over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review, like the person Animal Lover says. As an old 1980-era's D&D player, I absolutely love this podcast. Started listening to the newer cast and went back and started from the beginning when the group first decided to podcast the campaign. I listen every day and to and from work and LOL in the car the whole time. Entertaining, educational, and funny. Keep up the great work, guys. Now, this episode, I gotta say, it was awesome episode the way it ended. I would have easily paid $500 for this one episode. But fortunately, we don't want you to pay $500 for this episode. We want to try to keep these episodes as inexpensive and relatively free as possible.
Not that we wouldn't mind if you paid $500.
No, in fact, you know, if you head over to majorspoilers.com, there is a button that says make a one-time donation to the Major Spoilers cause, which does include Critical Hit. And if you wanted to put in $500, certainly $500 would be welcome. However, what would be more beneficial to us is if every single one of our listeners went over and made a recurring donation. And there are a couple of different levels. You can do a very basic recurring donation of $2, mm-hmm. and that's not a lot. That's less than a comic book that you can get on the shelves today, and certainly less than what you're paying as a monthly fee or a yearly fee to the D&D Insider, or for one bound version of one of the Dungeons and Dragons books. Mm-hmm. So $2 a month recurring. I would hope that 100% of our listeners, that means you listening right now, have made or will make today a $2 a month recurring donation. That's the basic. If you want to contribute a little bit more and you want to hear more fantastic episodes like the one you've just heard, a $5 a month recurring donation, or a super fan could make a $10 a month recurring donation. Three levels of recurring donation, or if you'd like to make a one-time huge monetary donation, that would be fine too, though the recurrings are there because people have been asking for recurring donations. You can find all of that over at majorspoilers.com. You can find a whole bunch of stuff over at majorspoilers.com, including all of the archives to Critical Hit, including today's images from this battle at majorspoilers.com. We'll be back next week to see what happens next to our group. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.